So, the bad news is, I lost my Fitbit. The good news is, I found it. And the bad news is, I found it in the middle of the road, having been ran over. So, I've heard about it more than once. The Fitbit being this small personal step computer that calculates calorific expenditure. It calculates your ascent and descent of stairs. It calculates how many steps. Compute that to miles and or whatever configuration of distance you want, and it syncs with your computer so that you can share your stats with a selective few on Fitbit.com. And people are saying, "No, I put mine in the washing machine." Or, "No, I lost it. It fell off my belt, or it fell off my pocket, or whatever you choose." Some people just now just put it, drop it in the bottom of their pocket because it still measures your steps in the same way. But me, I just had it clipped to my belt ever since I had it months and months and months and months and months ago. And today, I reached down and it was gone. Just after I kind of synced it early on, actually. So I thought, okay, what have I done? Where have I been? And I had jumped on the motorbike, popped to the petrol station and filled up. And that makes sense that my jacket might have rubbed it and pulled it off the belt. And, you know, and I thought, well, should I just write it off? Or should I go and look for it? I did a kind of a 4-mile round trip. What's the chance of finding it? And I thought, what am I going to do if I don't find it? I'll probably buy another one. Because I do like the Fitbit over the Bangley ones and all the other ones. And I thought, 79 quid. I need to go and look just to know in my head. So I went for a drive. I went all the way around the big circuit, checked the petrol station, everything. And then a couple of hundred yards from home, there's a shiny piece of metal in the road. And there it is. Fragmented bits all over the place, having been crushed what looks like a number of times. Sad, really, to see this little computer that used to say hello and let's rock, and every time you pick it up it'll give you another insightful or get up and go kind of message, and it's gone. And now there's the part of me thinking, well, it's not worth buying another one, is there? Because there's the, well, I can't remember the European president of Fitbit or something in IFA in Berlin. Lovely guy. Very reluctant to release any information to me other than there's some new stuff coming out very soon. So I'm just going to have to hang on, which means I'm not going to know how many steps I'm doing. I'm not going to, you know, unless I count them manually. Yesterday I did, I don't know, not that many actually, 8,000. Day before, 13. Day before that, 14. Day before that, 12. I was on a roll. And why? Because this turning exercise into a game works for me. So I've sat in my car having just found my Fitbit, and I'm going to raise a glass, any excuse actually to have a glass of whiskey, but I will raise a glass and toast the demise of my little belt-worn computer robot buddy. Right, I never named him, so I guess I'm over it already. I'm going home to have a whiskey. If you do have a Fitbit, stick it in the bottom of your pocket, or, I don't know, glue it on somewhere, or, I don't know, slight incision, insert it under the skin. I'm sure we'll all be doing that in the future anyway.